The following podcast is for information purposes only and is not suitable for retail investors.
Hi, and welcome to our Chat of the Week podcast. It's Thursday the 18th of May and I'm joined by Ben Drysdale.
Hi, Gabby. Thanks for having me on this week.
Over the past few weeks, we've been keeping a distant eye on rising issues facing markets. The issue is the possibility that the US government might default on its debt, which in recent weeks has become a more pressing issue. Ben, the US has never defaulted on its debt before, so what exactly is causing this issue?
Well, Gabby, given the importance of US treasuries to financial markets as a whole, it's definitely something to keep an eye on. But the problem is actually a political one rather than a financial one. As far back as January, the US actually hit its debt ceiling, which is the maximum amount of money that it is allowed to borrow. This isn't a massive concern to the US. It's hit the debt ceiling before and has actually previously raised its debt ceiling about 60 times. And it can do this with a pretty simple act of government. But this time feels a little bit different. The Republican Congress and the Democrat President Joe Biden haven't yet been able to agree on a deal to raise it. And now, without any more borrowing allowed, the US Treasury has only been able to pay its debts through what it calls extraordinary measures, which basically involves just postponing payments that are less important elsewhere. But, you know, it can only use these measures for so long, and these measures are now projected to run out in as soon as early June, at which point it is a possibility that the US will be unable to pay the money that it owes on its debt, which could possibly lead to a default.
Okay, so it's more an issue of US lawmakers playing politics. But with a possible default date just weeks away, that must be making markets a bit nervous.
You're definitely right there. Markets have certainly started to notice. We've seen the premiums for insurance against US government defaults, which are called credit default swaps, rise from about 10 basis points at the start of the year to closer to 180 basis points recently. That might seem like a pretty extreme level, and it's higher than it's ever been before, but actually that is still below the levels of other sovereign issuers like Italy, for example. It's also causing movements elsewhere in the market. Earlier this month, actually, the expiry date of the US 1 month Treasury bill moved into that possible early June default range, and we saw yields move pretty dramatically. They rose from below 3.4% to their current level of around 5.6%, as the bonds went from being, you know, effectively risk-free, as they're considered, to there being a chance of default. So while the actual chance of default is still considered to be quite low, the importance of treasuries to financial markets means that we're already seeing some pretty sizable effects.
Right, so markets are already responding to even a small possibility of default. What would happen then if a deal wasn't reached and the US did default on its debt?
It's a good question, and one that's actually been discussed quite a lot recently. You know, because of its normally extremely low default risk, US treasuries are considered one of the lowest risk securities. That low risk comes with a couple of benefits. It not only benefits the US because it keeps their borrowing costs low, a lot lower than other countries, but it also provides a benchmark for other fixed income securities to compare their risk levels against. And if these supposedly risk-free securities did suddenly default, we'd likely see yields spike as investors broadly, you know, reconsidered the risks associated with buying US treasuries. And that would mean that the cost of borrowing for the US government would rise. It could also throw into turmoil the use of US treasuries as that sort of all-important benchmark for other fixed income securities. You know, the emergency measures that are being considered, such as completely slashing payments to other areas, have been suggested as solutions. But, you know, as we know, the US is already teetering on the edge of a recession, and a cut to government spending now would definitely want to be avoided. So even if the chance of default is still low, I'm sure the majority of onlookers will be hoping for an end to the current political stalemate.
That was really useful as ever. Thanks, Ben. And I'll chat to you next week.
Thanks, Gabby.
For professional advisors only. The views expressed are those of Momentum Global Investment Management at the time of recording and are subject to change without notice. Momentum Global Investment Management has used all reasonable efforts to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this communication, but we cannot guarantee the reliability, completeness, or accuracy of the content. This podcast is for information purposes only and does not constitute investment advice or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell. Momentum Global Investment Management, company registration number 3733094, has its registered office at the Rex Building, 62 Queen Street, London, EC4R1EB. Momentum Global Investment Management Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority in the United Kingdom, registration number 232357, and is exempt from the requirements of Section 7(1) of the Financial Advisory and Intermediary Services Act 37 of 2002 in South Africa. In terms of the FSCA FAIS Notice 141 of 2021, published on the 15th of December 2021. For complaint relating to Momentum Global Investment Management's financial services, please contact distribution services at momentum.co.uk. Your capital is at risk.